Hello friends, this is Anaya and today I'm gonna read you a story of my favorite author, Enid Blyton. The name of the story is The Wonderful Torch. George had been given a torch for his birthday. It was a very nice one. When he pushed a little button, the light went on and off. On, off, on, off. He could hardly wait for the night time to arrive as he played with Jane, his little sister. When the sun had gone down, George suddenly switched off the playroom light. Darkness came over the room at once. "Don't," said Jane. "I can't see." "Put the light on, George." George switched on his torch and the room was flooded with light. Jane laughed. "Oh, you just wanted to show off your new torch. What a brilliant light it has, George." The toys sitting in the playroom were astonished to see the light coming from George's torch. They had never seen a torch before. "It's magic," whispered the teddy bear to the black dog.
"It must be. He's got the moon in his torch," said the black dog. "That's what it is. Do you see the round moon at the end of it shining brightly?"
"Yes, he's got the moon in his torch," said the toys to one another. "How did he do it? How did he do it?
How did you do it?"
They wondered what George could do with his torch. The teddy bear found out because he slept in George's room. George put the torch under his pillow. He put it there so that if he woke up in the middle of the night, he would be able to switch it on and see the time. "He's put the moon under his pillow," said the bear to himself. "Fancy that. It must be very precious to him. He may be afraid of it going back to the sky." Two nights later, little one, the pixie, climbed in the playroom window with something in her hand. "An invitation for you," she said to the toys, and in excitement they ran to take it. Teddy Bear tore the big envelope open. "An invitation to a party on full moon night," said the bear, and he read it out aloud. "That's tomorrow. How lovely. We can dance with the fairies and brownies and pixies. Yay!"
"And eat honey and dewdrop buns,"
said the black dog.
"And borrow some wings to fly about,"
said the rag doll, spreading her arms out and flapping them.
"But wait a minute. There won't be any moon," said the teddy. "George has got the moon in his torch."
Little one stared in surprise. All the toys nodded.
"Yes, it's true.
He's got it in his new torch, and he keeps it under his pillow at night."
"Rubbish," said little one. "You have made a mistake. The moon is in the sky. You'll see it tomorrow night. Sure as anything. You can't see it tonight because it isn't up yet."
As little one was not convinced with Teddy's thoughts, the toys shook their heads.
"It's in George's torch," said the teddy. "And you can switch it on and off. I've seen George do it. It is the moon, all right." "Well, come to the party anyway,"
said little one.
"And I think you'll find the moon in the sky."
The toys didn't think so, but all the same, they were very excited about the party.
"Even if it's quite dark, It won't matter because one of us will slip back to George's room and borrow the moon,
said the rag doll.
Oh, how I'm longing to fly!
She flapped her arms and ran around the room. Everyone got out of her way. She was always wanting to fly, waving her arms and jumping about. The toys went to sleep very early that night so that they would be wide awake the next night. When the party night came, they got ready. The rag doll put on a new bow, made out of a bit of ribbon she found at the back of the toy cupboard. The bear brushed his fur well. The black dog cocked up his ears and his tail. He looked smart like that. All the dolls put on their best things. They were very excited.
Ooh, it's dark,
said the black dog, climbing out of the window.
I thought it would be,
said the rag doll.
We told little one that George had got the moon in his torch. I hope they have some lanterns or we won't be able to see anything.
It was very dark at the bottom of the garden where the party was to be held. Big black clouds covered the sky. And once the teddy thought he felt a spot of rain on his nose.
Hello!
Cried the pixies and fairies when they heard the toys coming.
This way! We've got lanterns till the moon shines out. It won't shine out, said the teddy bear gloomily. We told you George has got it in his torch. Have you only one lantern? We won't be able to see, to eat, or dance, or anything. And I won't be able to see where I'm flying,
said the rag doll, fixing on a pair of silver wings and flapping them.
Oops, here I go.
She flew and knocked her head against the branch.
Ouch,
she cried.
This won't do. For goodness sake, let's go and get the moon. And then we will be able to see properly,
said the rag doll.
All right, said the pixies,
who really began to believe that the moon was in George's torch.
You go and get the moon.
So the teddy bear ran back to the house, went to George's bedroom and slipped his paw under the pillow. Yes, the torch was there. The bear poked George very gently to see if he could wake him and tell him he was borrowing his moon, but George didn't stir. The teddy bear carried the torch back proudly to the party. He pushed the little button on the outside of the torch, and hey presto, the light shone out brilliantly. The pixies gasped in surprise.
Oh, it must be the moon. It's so bright. Now we can see everything.
The bear set the torch, and the light shone brightly on the merry party. They could see what they were eating. They could see to dance. The rag doll could see to fly. She flew all around the trees and back again. She wasn't very good at landing, but she didn't mind the bump she got at all. It was so lovely to fly. The torch burned brightly. It gave the most beautiful light, and the fairies and pixies were delighted. They kept going and looking at the torch, wondering how George could have got the moon inside it. He must known very good magic, they said. Very good indeed. The torch burned steadily for 2 hours. And then its light began to fail. It grew dimmer and dimmer. The rag doll ran to it in alarm.
Its light is hardly there anymore,
said the rag doll. The torch's light went out. There wasn't even a glimmer left. The fairies and pixies cried in dismay, because now the party was spoiled. But suddenly the wind swept the big clouds away, and the full silvery moon swam into the clear piece of sky. At once the garden was lit up from top to bottom. Everywhere was brilliant.
Look, the moon has jumped from the torch to the sky,
cried the black dog in wonder. Its light went, and now there it is in the sky again.
Oh dear, whatever we don't say,
said the teddy bear in sudden dismay.
He put the moon in his torch and he kept it safe under his pillow. And I went and borrowed it without asking. Now the moon's escaped from George's torch and the torch won't shine anymore.
The teddy bear began to cry loudly. The fairies and pixies came round to comfort him. Soon his fur was soaking wet with his tears.
Don't cry so, said little one. You will get a cold if you soak your fur with tears like this. We'll put a magic light in George's torch, one that will always stay there, and we'll never escape our way out. All right, said the teddy, wiping his tears away. Let me see you do it.
So the pixies cut a piece of bright moonlight from the ground, put it into a little jug, and poured it into the top of the torch. They screwed the top on. And dear me, when they pushed the little button, what a brilliant light shone from the torch.
There you are,
said little one, handing the teddy bear the torch.
It's fine now. The light from it is as good as ever,
said the teddy.
Better,
said the rag doll.
And it will never wear out. How splendid! George will be pleased.
And the party carried on again. And the moon shone down brightly all the time. The rag doll flew as high as she could, trying to catch the moon. But she couldn't. She was sad when the party was over, as she had to take off her borrowed wings.
Come along, it's almost down,
said the teddy to the toys. They were all yawning now.
I've got to slip the torch back under George's pillow before he wakes up. Good night, little one. Thank you for a lovely party.
They went home and climbed into the toy cupboard, half asleep, but not before the teddy had put the torch carefully back under George's pillow. Just then, George woke up. I wonder what time it is, said George, and felt for his torch. He switched it on and gave a long whistle of surprise.
What a brilliant light! This is the best torch I've ever had. It's just like switching on the moon.
The teddy bear giggled. It was fun to hear George talking to himself like that. George still has his torch and it is working as well as ever.
It's the most wonderful torch, he tells everyone. I got it 2 years ago. I use it every night. And it still hasn't worn out. I think it must be magic.
Well, he isn't far wrong, is he?